RNZ News at 6 o'clock. Kia ora, good morning. I'm Nicola Wright. A Far North District councillor says his heart goes out to the whānau of a man killed in a dog attack, saying it'll have a huge impact on the community. The man was killed by dogs in the small Hokianga settlement of Pangeru yesterday. Moko Tepania is a councillor for the Hokianga Kaikohe ward and says Pangeru has a very tight-knit community. Mr. Tepania says uncontrolled or unregistered dogs have been a problem in the Far North, and the council will need to look at what it can do.
We owe it to our community to ensure that, you know, you can go about your life in a safe manner. And just as I said, my heart really goes out to the Pangeru community over the tragic circumstances of this death that's happened for them.
The police say they shot one dog after the incident, but three escaped, and they're warning locals not to approach strays. Residents from a neighbourhood in Levin were evacuated last night while the police dealt with a threat of self-harm. Inspector Sarah Stewart says a police negotiation team was in contact with a resident of the street. She says the team's working hard to resolve the incident without loss of life, injuries or damage to property. Ms Stewart says the evacuation of properties in Bledisloe Street was a precautionary measure. Horowhenua District Council says it's arranged accommodation for some people while others are staying with friends or family. Attempts to reach a small plane that's crashed in the Southern Alps will resume today if the weather allows. Aerial searchers spotted the plane yesterday but weren't able to get to it. It's in a remote part of the Alps, near Mount Nicholson. The solo flight took off from Franz Josef yesterday morning but never arrived in Rangiora as planned. The Rescue Coordination Centre said yesterday the conditions were too dangerous for searchers to reach the crash site. Heavy rain and strong winds are forecast today. Japan says five missiles fired by China around Taiwan have landed in the waters of its exclusive economic zone. China is conducting live fire military drills around Taiwan because it was offended by a visit there this week by the US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell is in Beijing.
In volley after volley, missiles were fired into the waters off Taiwan and, according to the People's Liberation Army, hit their targets. Attack helicopters flew past Pingtan Island, one of China's closest points to Taiwan. After assembling for days, China's military has staged massive live fire exercises in a dramatic escalation of pressure on a place it considers a rogue province. Washington has described China's military manoeuvres as an overreaction.
Japan has protested strongly through diplomatic channels. A group of experts are urging the government to create national standards for indoor air quality. A letter published in the New Zealand Medical Journal says sickness rates can be lowered and cognitive function improved by regulating the quality of indoor air. Otago University's Julie Bennett contributed to the letter and says while outdoor air quality has been monitored for decades, indoors is often overlooked.
Indoors pollutants can build up if there isn't good ventilation. So the concentration of indoor pollutants can be a lot higher indoors than they are outdoors. People also maybe don't appreciate that we spend up to 90% of our day indoors, and this means we're having a prolonged exposure.
Julie Bennett says each year indoor air pollution is responsible for 3 million deaths worldwide. The US President Joe Biden has tested positive again for COVID-19, but his doctor says he's feeling very well. In a memo released by the White House today, the doctor, Kevin O'Connor, says Mr. Biden is still experiencing a very occasional cough, but that is improving. The 79-year-old president will remain in strict isolation for now. He first tested positive on July 21st. 10,000 residents of a Lower Hutt suburb are facing hour-long delays because landslips have reduced the only road out to one lane. The Hutt City Council has warned the road to Stokes Valley will be partially blocked for months. At a community hui last night, residents told the council they need more solutions. Leonie Dobbs has lived in the valley for 65 years and says it's taken her an hour and 20 minutes to get to the train station, a trip that would normally take 5 minutes. The council says fixing the road is a top priority. An engineering report on the bank's stability is due in 3 weeks. In sport, All Blacks coach Ian Foster has made several changes to his side for Sunday morning's opening rugby championship game against South Africa in Mbombela. Wing Caleb Clark starts his first test in 2 years. Scott Barrett joins Sam Whitelock at lock, while prop Angus Ta'avo and hooker Samisoni Taukelaho come into the front row. The world champion Silver Ferns are claiming underdog status against hosts England ahead of their final pool game at the Birmingham Commonwealth Games this morning. With over 900 caps between them, Silver Ferns coach Dame Nolene Taurua says the hosts are formidable.
We're probably going in as the underdogs with everything against us, but also quite exciting, I think, by what we're capable of, the potential out there, but also know it's going to be very difficult.
The winner will play Australia in the semi-finals and the loser will face Jamaica, who beat Australia earlier this morning. Cyclist Georgia Williams has claimed bronze in the women's time trial at the Commonwealth Games. The White Ferns, a short time ago, were struggling at 41 for 5, batting first against England in their last pool game at Edgbaston. And the Netherlands, a short time ago, were 77 for 6, chasing 149 to beat the Black Caps in the first T20 in The Hague. That's the news.
Mulch, 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 mulch.
Want their dream garden? Want their lush lawn? Want delicious home-grown veggies? Coastal Landscape Supplies has it all. Top quality organic weed-free soil, mulch, compost, veggie mix and lawn mix to sow, re-sow, plant and grow. Available in bags or bulk. Coastal Landscape Supplies, trusted in Kapiti for over 25 years, or Mahi Street, Waikanae. Don't forget your trailer, truck, or ask about the delivery service.
Mulch, 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 mulch.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Kia ora, good morning and welcome. Hooray, it's Friday. It's Friday the 5th of August, 7 minutes past six. Nice day it was yesterday. I think we had as warm as 17 degrees in the region. Today's forecast, cloud increasing this morning with a possible light shower, northwesterly strengthening from afternoon. Highs around 15 in the region, 11 overnight tonight. Now for your weekend events and activities tomorrow, a few showers from afternoon and then rain at night. Northwesterlies becoming strong in exposed places. 16 tomorrow, also 16 on Sunday. Morning rain, then a few showers. Northwesterlies dying out in the afternoon. Heading into Wellington City today, cloudy with the odd light shower, they say. Northwesterly strong in exposed places and 14. And for Palmerston North Manawatu today, a fine morning, then partly cloudy, light winds and 15. Venturing near the water today, I see there's a gale warning for Cook Strait, but no wind warning for our inshore waters. The situation, a narrow ridge of high pressure lies over northern New Zealand today. While a northwest flow strengthens over the South Island, the ridge moves away tomorrow, Saturday, as a broad trough moves over the South Island, and then a south to southeast flow affects the South Island during Sunday and Monday as the trough moves over the North Island. Now to see locally our Kapiti recreational marine weather for the inshore waters from Waitereere to Pukerua Bay and out to Kapiti Island till midnight tonight. Northerly winds 10 knots but variable 5 north of Kapiti Island, becoming northerly 15 knots, but 10 knots in the north this morning, then rising to northerly 20 knots in the south in the afternoon. Sea becoming moderate in the south in the afternoon, cloudy at times, a few light showers mainly in the south, northwest swell half to a metre. For the weekend, tomorrow, northerly 20 knots, a few showers, then late rain, northwest swell rising to 2 metres, then Sunday, northwest winds 15 knots, changing southerly 15. Afternoon or evening, morning rain on Sunday, then a few showers, northwest swell, 2 metres easing to a metre. As far as the tides go, next tide will be low at about 8:30 this morning on the coast, and then the high tide at about 2:30 this afternoon. Sunrise 7:23, sunset 5:30. Now we're getting later. At the moment, no rain, it's quite dry at the moment, with a moderate wind predominantly from the north, pressure 1,023 and 89% humidity. Around the place this morning, we've got 12 degrees in Pukerua Bay, 11 in Paikakariki, Otaki's showing 9, 8 in Levin, 6.5 in Foxton, 8 in Shannon. Wellington City at the moment, there's a moderate northerly going through, 12 degrees, Waikanae's 11, and currently 10.5 showing in Poroporomu. Seem fairly busy, strangely enough, on the roads this morning, particularly the old State Highway 1 heading southbound this morning. Just seemed to be a lot of traffic on it this morning. Roads mostly dry, haven't heard of any other problems, certainly no accidents or crashes to report for you this morning. flowing freely on Transmission Gully and State Highway 59 heading south this morning and looking good at the moment into the city. Just a reminder again, if you're heading north, the Desert Road is going to be closed again today for urgent repairs from 9 this morning through to 6 this evening. Detour, by the looks of things, through National Park. No other real problems. Saddle Road, again, stop go with the roadworks there between 7 in the morning and 5 in the evening. Is that about it at this stage? All other roads are fine. Not too many cones around Poroporomu. Have they finished most of that work near the Kapiti Lights area? Still a fair bit going on around Waikanae and the Waikanae Town Centre. Anything else, let us know. So far, so good this morning, please. Now, train services this morning, operating to schedule. The Metlink services and the Capital Connection on time again. Is there no wheelchair access on the Capital Connection? They said until further notice, and I haven't had any other further notice since yesterday about that. We should have trains all day today and tomorrow, and then from Sunday through to about Wednesday next week, buses will replace some train services on the Kapiti line. But in the meantime, all good today. Local buses are fine. Kapiti Coast Airport, Hooty Chatham's come in last night, pretty much on schedule, so that should go to Auckland this morning at 5 to 7, although they have been talking about more fog again at Auckland Airport, but at this stage, showing as scheduled. Sounds Air should come in as well from the South Island at 20 past 8 or thereabouts, and then back out to Blenheim at 9:15. Now, on the big board at Wellington Airport this morning, let's go through some of the cancellations. A couple of early flights again. 6:30 flight to Hamilton, Air New Zealand, cancelled. 7 o'clock flight to Auckland, NZ 406, showing as cancelled. But the international flights, the Melbourne flight's gone. 6 o'clock, 6:30 flight to Sydney. That should go on time. Is that it at the moment? That's all at this stage. As far as the departures go, I noticed at least one arrival was showing as cancelled, NZ405 from Auckland at 8:15, although there's another Air New Zealand flight from Auckland at exactly the same time with a different flight number. So that'll confuse things. With the ferries, Bluebridge on schedule, but the Kaitaki Inter-Islander, the 8:45, is now departing at 9:30. So that's a wee bit late. So there we are, commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, your local community access station. Friday, the 5th of August already, hooray. 12 past 6, time for the latest in world news now from DW.
This is DW News, live from Berlin. A Russian court jails U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner for 9 years on drug charges. The American athlete is convicted of smuggling cannabis oil into Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling on Moscow to release her immediately. Could a diplomatic deal see her walk free? Also coming up on the show, concern over Russia's treatment of Ukrainian prisoners of war. Kyiv says Moscow is behaving illegally, with prisoners being sentenced to death on spurious grounds. We meet the parents of one man being held by Russia, who they fear might face a similar fate. And China steps up its military activity around Taiwan. Beijing puts on its biggest show of force around the island in decades, following a controversial visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Hello, I'm Claire Richardson. Thanks so much for joining us. A Russian court has found U.S. basketball player Brittany Griner guilty of drugs possession and smuggling. She has been sentenced to 9 years in jail. The sports star was arrested for carrying a vape pen and cartridges in her luggage, which contained marijuana oil. Russian authorities said the charges against her were fully proven. The United States says she's been wrongfully detained, with President Biden calling on Russia to release her immediately.
Brittany Griner entered the cramped courtroom and defendant's cell, hoping the sentencing judge would be lenient, that the judge would consider that Griner admitted her mistake, but had accidentally packed cannabis oil prescribed by her doctor and legal in the U.S.
Your Honor?
I never meant to hurt anybody. I never meant to put in jeopardy the Russian population. I never meant to break any laws here. I made an honest mistake, and I hope that in your ruling that it doesn't end my life here.
Griner was stopped in mid-February after putting her bag through screening in a Moscow airport. Customs officials searched her bags, and she was eventually detained. She was on her way to join the Russian club she played for after the WNBA season in the United States. Griner is considered one of the top basketball talents in the world. Her 206-centimeter stature, 6 foot 9 inches, helps her dominate pro basketball, and she's helped win 2 Olympic gold medals for the U.S. In court, she held up a picture of her team in Russia after several teammates had served as character witnesses for her. But she knows Russia and the U.S. are now on opposite sides of a global conflict.
I know everybody keeps talking about political pawn and politics, but I hope that that is far from this courtroom.
In a quick decision, the court showed it was unmoved by Griner's call for leniency. She was sentenced to 9 years, one less than the 10-year maximum.
We feel disappointment. You know, when we saw Britney, I think it was Tuesday, and we told her, see you on Thursday, and she said, see you on Doomsday. So looks like she was right.
As with the last 6 months, Griner's immediate future is behind bars in Russia. Her longer-term future may well rest in the hands of diplomats for two countries barely speaking to each other.
Let's get the view from Washington from DW's correspondent Stefan Simons. Stefan, do we have any official reaction from Washington?
Besides what we heard in the report, the president reacting, saying this is an unacceptable verdict and the whole detention of Brittany Griner is unacceptable and unlawful in the eyes of the Americans. It is Mr. Blinken, Secretary of State, who obviously condemned the verdict also, as well as the spokesperson of the Director for Communications on the National Security Council, Mr. Kirby. So, yes, the administration here reacts and condemns the verdict. Again, for the United States, Ms. Griner is also Mr. Whelan, a second American in custody in Moscow by the Russians. Those two are unlawfully detained. That's the U.S. position.
And indeed, there had already been high-level diplomatic efforts discussing a possible prisoner exchange. How likely does that seem?
I'm not an oracle and I don't have the glass ball, but it seems that they are at least talking to each other, Russians and Americans. That's a good first step, tiny step, though. There was an offer by the United States to exchange a notorious arms dealer, Russian arms dealer, Viktor Bout, for Ms. Griner and Paul Whelan, but the Russians didn't react. Let's say on a level the United States would have expected this, the Russians to do, if they would have taken this serious. So seriously. So that's the United States regards this, at least the intelligence community, as well as the White House, the administration, as far as they come forward, regards the Russian reaction to the offer the United States make, which is still standing, by the way, as not serious. And this is where we are. Secretary of State Blinken had a chance to talk to his counterpart while visiting the Asian summit, but Mr. Lavrov and Mr. Blinken did not communicate whatsoever.
Now, Stefan, Viktor Bout, who you've mentioned, convicted on much more serious grounds in the United States, an arms trafficker dubbed the Merchant of Death. If that goes ahead, would that be an even swap?
This is depends on how you look at it. Is it even, as you said, Viktor Bout, notorious Merchant of Death was his nickname because he was in the 80s, predominantly in the 90s still, the person for arms dealing, illegal arms dealing, big ticket arms dealing to Africa, Middle East, Asia, wherever, whoever wanted arms, needed arms of any kind and sort and form, Viktor Bout was there. Now, is this 2-1? Is that legitimate? Is this on even? Is this on par? No and yes. Of course, the United States wants to get Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan out of Russia because there is no other, as you see with this verdict, there is no other analysis on the U.S. side judging this as just being a pawn of politics, Mr. Whelan and Ms. Griner being pawn in the political and diplomatic game right now. So I don't have the right answer to this, if that's even.
Okay, Stefan Simons in Washington. Thank you. Ukraine's foreign ministry says Russia is treating Ukrainian prisoners of war illegally and using them for political purposes. Now, that is strictly forbidden under the Geneva Conventions. Russia and proxy authorities in eastern Ukraine have charged dozens of soldiers with crimes. Three foreign-born Ukrainian soldiers have been sentenced to death on allegedly fabricated charges. DW's Birgitta Schurka met the parents of one man being held by the Russians. They fear he could suffer a similar fate.
Each morning, Yevgenia Butkevich takes some time for herself in quiet to look at her son. She hasn't heard from Maxim since Russian forces captured him 2 months ago. She's scared they might be torturing him or that he might be dead.
I sit in the kitchen and just cry while my husband is still sleeping. When he gets up, I wash my face and try to be strong for the day and not to cry anymore. Only in the early mornings I allow myself to cry.
The couple invited us to their home because they want the world to know about their son. His parents say Maxim volunteered to join the army even though he is a pacifist. He had worked as a journalist and activist, campaigning for refugees and human rights. But when Russia invaded, he decided to take more direct action.
He told me I'm joining the army because I have to defend the values I've been fighting for my whole life.
They only realized he had been captured when a video of Maxim being interrogated was shown on Russian state media.
It was horrible. The first thing I felt was just horror. I saw my only child. I thought that can't be true.
Pro-Kremlin telegram channels quickly called Maxim a Nazi and nationalist. They even said he was a British spy because he had worked as a local producer for the BBC in 2003.
My biggest concern is that they might not recognize him as a prisoner of war, like they have with others, and that they would fabricate a criminal case against him using all those lies and twisted evidence.
Our domestic intelligence sources confirmed that Russia is holding more than 7,000 Ukrainian soldiers prisoner. But they won't talk about any of it on camera because negotiations for prisoner swaps are top secret. A lawyer representing the families of more than 50 captured soldiers has agreed to talk with us. Vladislav Ignatiev works closely with domestic intelligence to try to get prisoners back. He expects that Russia will file more and more criminal cases against Ukrainian prisoners of war.
I think this is done mostly for the political purposes. When you create such an importance of the person, like he's a great Nazis, you may use it in their political trade.
But Yevgenia and Alexander don't want things to get that far. They filed an urgent appeal to the European Court of Human Rights. They say they will fight with everything they have until Maxim is released.
Let's turn our attention now to some of the other stories making headlines around the world. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged governments to introduce special taxes on the profits of oil and gas companies. His comments come after some of the world's biggest energy firms posted record quarterly profits, driven by surging energy prices. Guterres said it was immoral for companies to profit from the crisis. Hundreds of people have protested in Beirut on the second anniversary of the explosion of grain silos that killed over 200 people. They are demanding an international probe after investigations into the incident stalled. During their protest, two more silos collapsed. A fire had burned through the structures for several weeks. And emergency services are still fighting a large fire in Berlin's Grunewald Forest. The blaze broke out at a police munitions depot in the early hours of Thursday morning. More than 140 emergency personnel have been dispatched to tackle the fire. Authorities said that residential areas are not in danger. Well, China has launched a live-fire military drills around Taiwan as tensions rise after the visit of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Chinese military has fired ballistic missiles into the waters off Taiwan. The government in Taipei says it scrambled jets to warn off Chinese aircraft that entered its air defense zone. And a number of Taiwanese ministry websites have come under cyber attack. Well, Nancy Pelosi left Taiwan pledging Washington's ironclad commitment to defending democracy.
Do you suffer stiff and tense joints and muscles? Stop suffering now. Use Action Balm. It's all natural in a no-fuss roll-on. Stop suffering stiff and tense joints and muscles. Use Action Balm. Call
Karen
or
Robin
0800-633-147. 0800-633-147.
We are Action Balm New Zealand. Call now.
Good morning, it's 26 past 6, this is Coast Access Radio. It's Friday, first Friday of the month, if that means something. And the first weekend of the month as well, first Saturday and Sunday of the month, tomorrow and Sunday, which does mean a few things for various markets and so on. So I hope it goes well, hope the weather holds, not looking likely though, not likely. Stand by for more news from PMN News shortly at 6.30. We'll check weather for the central region main centre forecasts and have a look at today's Dominion Post newspaper. More reports of fog in the northern part of New Zealand, a bit like yesterday, so there may be some disruptions again to flights in and out of Auckland and maybe one or two other centres. They're talking Hamilton as well, maybe disrupted, so just be wary of that, please. 26 past 6 at Coast Access Radio. Let's start all over again with Mel and Tim, shall we?
I'm Kalia Strong.
Our best Pacific musicians took to the stage at last night's Pacific Music Awards. Of the 26 nominees, Tomorrow People won Best Pacific Music Album. Best Pacific Female Artist went to Emily Mulley, and Best Pacific Male Artist went to Kings, who also picked up the Streaming and Radio Airplay Awards. The event took place live for the first time in 2 years at the Vodafone Events Centre in Auckland's Manukau. And participants in a government scheme helping to lift Pacifica and Māori out of long-term unemployment are grateful for the doors opening up. Adrian Duita, a packer at Contract Warehousing, says the Mana and Mahi program has given her more independence.
I was on benefits for a very long time, and it didn't really help me with all whatever, heaps of bills and all that. Mana and Mahi pushed me to work.
The program provides qualifications and workplace training, with young Māori and Pacifica workers making up just under half of the participants. And a book about the indigenous form of Tokelauan wrestling has just been released to schools in Tokelau. The book looks at the history of wrestling and how it translated towards the ancient form of whangatua. Auk author of Whangatua Tokelau, Eli Manu, says the book is aimed at young ones who want to learn more about their culture.
The purpose of the book, first and foremost, is just to try and capture as much of the information. You know, it's a lost cultural practice. So our younger generation have no idea of, you know, what it might have been like for our elders. So I've tried to capture as much of that info and package it in a place where our youth can read it and get interested in and want to learn more about it.
And a health official in Niue says they're not in a rush to put the island in lockdown. Niue had its first confirmed community case last week, which wasn't connected to overseas travel. Director General for Community Services, Gaylene Tasmania, says that their COVID response guidelines have allowed them to track and contain cases effectively.
Where there is a case in a household, the entire household, you know, all the members basically are isolating. And so we were already implementing what we deem as a household lockdown in code yellow. In code red, everyone is waiting for a national lockdown, but we're not ready to go as far as a national lockdown.
And to sports, the All Blacks coach Ian Foster has made 4 changes to his starting lineup for the opening rugby championship test against the Springboks in South Africa on Sunday. Samisoni Taukeaho will start as hooker alongside tight head prop Angus Ta'avau. And Tyrell Lomax and Ethan de Groot have been named as front row cover. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.
Buying a new home or an investment property? You'll need a lawyer. Best Practice can help you. Buying your first home? Those KiwiSaver forms can be tricky to fill out. You'll need a lawyer. Best Practice can help you. Selling a property or subdividing? You'll need a lawyer for that too. Best Practice can help you. Hi, it's Trish here from Best Practice Lawyers. You will love working with the best team because we know what we're doing and we get results. Call us now.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
And I can tell you the Black Caps have beaten Netherlands by 16 runs in the T20 International. That's good, considering New Zealand only scored 148 for 7. Bowled Netherlands out in the 20th over for 132. Yay. 26 to 7, it is the forecast for today for the region. Cloud increasing this morning, and then a possible light shower, northwesterly strengthening from afternoon, aiming for 15 is a high today, down to 11 overnight tonight. Now, the weekend, unfortunately, sorry about this, it's going to be a bit wet. Tomorrow, a few showers from afternoon, then rain at night. Northwesterlies becoming strong in exposed places, but mild, 16 tomorrow, and also 16 on Sunday. Morning rain, then a few showers, northwesterlies dying out in the afternoon. Into Wellington City today, cloudy, the odd light shower, northwesterly strong in exposed places, 14. And for Palmerston North Manawatū today, a fine morning, and then partly cloudy, light winds in 15. Around central New Zealand today in Whanganui, a fine morning, then partly cloudy, light winds 18 in Whanganui today. New Plymouth and Taranaki today, a fine morning, then partly cloudy, northwesterlies 15. Masterton and Wairarapa, partly cloudy, even some areas of morning frost, northwesterlies becoming strong in exposed places, 17. Hawke's Bay today, fine, light winds, 17. Blenheim and Marlborough today, fine at first, and then cloud increasing from afternoon with some isolated showers about the Sounds. Northwesterlies becoming strong, and 16. Now, off to Auckland today, a little more fog at first. Early patches of fog, then it should be fine with light winds and a high of 16. Christchurch, a little cloudy in places, cloud thickening. Northerlies becoming gale to severe gale later, 16 in Christchurch. And Dunedin also cloud increasing, northerly strengthening to 110k and 17. Out to sea today, gale warning for Cook Strait, but no wind warning for our inshore waters. Next tide will be low at 8:30, then high tide at 2:30 this afternoon. Sunrise, 7:23. The sun will set at 5:30 at the moment. A little bit of cloud, but otherwise essentially fine, dry, certainly a light nor'easter. Pressure 1,023 and 89% humidity. Pukerua Bay showing 11, Paikakariki 11, 9 degrees in Ōtaki, 7.5 in Levin, 6.5 in Foxton, but 8 in Shannon. Wellington City, a moderate northerly currently, 11 degrees in town. Now Waikanae is down to 10.5, and also 10.5 in Poroporomu. Traffic's building, but nothing major this morning. Flowing fairly freely on State Highways 1 and 59. No problems on Transmission Gully. At the moment, roads essentially are all dry. Hooray! Starting to build up a little bit into town, just looking at the web cameras, but nothing major at the moment. So far, so good. No reports of crashes or accidents. There are the major problems this morning. They're doing some resurfacing on Centennial Highway, south of Paikakariki. Noticed the sign the other day was saying that, State Highway 59, but not causing any major problems. That's good. And so far, so good also further north. Now, Bledisloe Street around Levin may still be cordoned off in places, so just be wary of that with the police incident from yesterday. Desert Road looks like it's going to be closed again for those urgent repairs from 9 through to 6 today, from 9 this morning to 6 this evening. And again, if you're using the Saddle Road heading towards maybe Hawke's Bay, stop-go in operation, and a few other spots of roadworks, particularly around the Waikanae town centre. Most of it in Poroporomu seems to have dissipated, although the traffic flow was just horrendous. Something isn't quite right. I noticed yesterday afternoon on the old State Highway 1 northbound, traffic was back to Ihakura Street like the old days. Shouldn't be like that. Anything else, let us know. Trains, there's some freight just rumbling through Waikanae at the moment, but the other services, the passenger services on time, Metlink and Capital Connection. Again, no wheelchair access on the Capital Connection today, they say, until further notice. Trains today and tomorrow, and then starting Sunday through to about Wednesday next week. They're talking about buses replacing services, in fact, all services on Sunday between Waikanae and Wellington. That's a pain. Isn't there rugby at the stadium on Sunday? And then between Port Edua and Wellington, buses will replace trains Monday night through to Wednesday night. That's the trains. Local buses are fine. Air Chatham should get away to Auckland. Well, in theory it should, at 5 to 7. They're talking about more fog in Auckland. But it came in last night on time. If you're flying out of Wellington, couple of cancelled services, one inbound, I say the 8:15 NZ405 is cancelled, but there's another Auckland flight coming in at exactly the same time with a different flight number. Hamilton flight at 9:30 showing as cancelled arriving, and Auckland flight at 10:10 also cancelled. So there could well be Auckland-Hamilton, maybe Whangarei flights delayed or cancelled with fog again, so just be wary of that. Everything else seems to be going out of Wellington on time, and the ferries, Blue Bridge on schedule. The Inter-Islander, the Kaitaki at 8:45, is now showing that it's departing at 9:30 this morning. So that's it at this stage. Commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, 21 to 7. We'll look at today's Dom Post on this Friday in just a moment. It is Friday, isn't it? It's
Hi, I'm Lawrence Patchett, author of The Burning River, and you're listening to Todd Zehner for Breakfast on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM.
Hey, Gilari! We call them truck. Well, I do. It's obvious. 20 to 7 on the dot. TGIF, please.
Thank God it's... Thank God it's...
There you go. Apparently the full version of that goes for about how long? About 9-10 minutes or so. That'll do. Love and Kisses. That was probably the best thing that ever came out of that movie, the song, the soundtrack. 17 to 7 at Coast Access Radio, Friday morning. Good morning, Todd Zehner for breakfast. Talked about the men's Black Caps beating the Netherlands in their T20 International. The other match that's going on at the Birmingham Commonwealth Games. The White Ferns playing England at the moment. White Ferns batted first. And in their 20 overs, 71 for 9. No, not 171, just 71 for 9. Not great reading. But England in reply, after 3 overs of 15 for 1. 17 to 7, we'll have a look at the paper in just a moment. Don't forget the latest exhibition from the Kapiti Arts and Crafts Society has opened at the Kapiti Gallery. It's called Positively Pastels. Opened yesterday and it's open Thursdays to Sundays, 10 till 3 at the gallery in Matai Road, Raumati Beach. Described as a very ancient method of drawing. Positively Pastels, have a look at the exhibition and the sale of the work. Open again between 10 and 3 today and through the weekend at the Kapiti Gallery in Matai Road. So in the paper today, the Don Post, headline says this, and I think it's a little misleading, region running out of water. The Wellington region is fast running out of water and severe water restrictions are probable over summer. Now that doesn't affect Kapiti because we installed water meters and that's helped. I mean, I've got to say I was against it originally, but it's helped to conserve water, hasn't it? Water meters. So it's not the whole region. Most of it, maybe. So read about that on the front page. And also, Gala opening yesterday for that wonderful movie with Tama Iti and company. The stars come out to play. There was a big opening last night at the Embassy Theatre. Tama Iti was actually there. So read about that. Pages 2 and 3, spending stats reveal suburban drift. New figures have painted a stark picture of how a work-from-home culture has been a boon for suburban Wellington, but bad news for the city. Cameras on children put focus on poverty. Wearable cameras attached to young children have given a first-person perspective of what child poverty looks like in this country. More about the sad story of a man who has died after a dog mauling in the far north. On page 3, councillors nervous about housing change. Wellington councillors nervous about establishing an independent body to manage council housing. And a public transport story, I thought this was in the paper earlier in the week, bigger fare discounts, free rides for children proposed in and around that. Well, there's quite a big meeting of the Greater Wellington Regional Council Subcommittee discussing that. Penny Gaylor part of that? Prison 3, the youth unit of Hawke's Bay Regional Prison, was rendered uninhabitable by the youths involved in a standoff. And an MP wants to fix so-called racist law. Tiano Tui Ono. He's a local man, isn't he? He wants to fix that racist law. So read more about that on page 3. More news pages 4 and 5. Officials are working to secure smallpox vaccines for New Zealand. Is that linked to monkeypox as well? Let's read about that. And a high-ranking United States diplomat is meeting with the Prime Minister in Wellington, the Deputy Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman. Fletcher not given the all clear. Despite flexibility to use new products being available in the system, it's too slow, costly and uncertain. Fletcher building, that is. Sort of talking about jib. Pages 4 and 5, water vapour raised by 10% after that Tongan eruption in January. Absences risk baking in non-attendance. What's that about? Concerning absence rates at early childhood centres this winter is stoking fears of baking in a pattern of non-attendance, among a host of issues. University not consulted before rapist allowed to study on campus, Auckland University. Air New Zealand has a top secret Koru Club with incredible perks. What? Where's that? Read about that. Labour MP contacted 3 trial defendants. Court story on page 5. National reaffirms tax promise. This is on page 7. There seems to be conflicting stories of what the tax promise is. Nanaia Mahuta tells China to ease tensions. I mean, that's all nice and very well, but little old New Zealand and big China. And no one is standing against James Shaw for co-leader of the Greens. Doesn't mean he gets the job by default, because still he has to get 75% of the vote. What happens if he doesn't? Maybe they only have one leader. Page 8, demand for palliative care services to grow. It's a nice review story about the Royal New Zealand Ballet's latest production of Cinderella on page 9. And then more from Wellington's Creative Voice, page 10. What's on in the region this weekend? Business news from page 11 onwards. And the letters to the editor. Boy, a lot of locals today with letters to the editor. At least one. Dave from Waitereri. Colin from Poroporomu. Robert from Waikanae. 1, 2, 3. It's almost half. Sport on the back page in the sports section. Commonwealth Games, golden day to remember. Read about that and a fair bit through the paper as well, how the Kiwi Gold Rush unfolded. A complete list of all the medals. More Kiwis in action today. Does it finish up on Monday morning our time? Let's read up all about Commonwealth Games and good stories in there. Rugby, pages 28 and 29. A lot of sport today. NPC returns as of tonight. And it's a more even playing field, they say. So read up about that. And for the first time since 2010, all teams are competing for the same title. So you don't have that premiership and championship. Is that right? That's just confusing. So that's good. A bit of boxing, more football in there as well. All Blacks uncircle the wagons. They've named their starting 15. A few interesting alterations there. A bit of athletics, racing. So a good paper today, the Don Post. Get yours from good outlets. And have a good read, please. 10 to 7 it is. Coast Access Radio for Friday. Tanya says the Capital Connection's just sneaking south quietly in stealth mode in the foggy grey. You got a bit of fog in Hortofenua this morning. It's on time. Thanks, Tanya. That's all good. Metlink services are on time. Again, could be some disruptions flying north. Auckland and Hamilton talking about a bit of fog this morning. 9 to 7 it is at Coast Access Radio. It's not cold, is it? 10.5 degrees going for, what, about 15 and then 16 in the weekend, but a bit wet in the weekend. 9 to 7, well, you've probably been laying down for a few hours. Time to get up, not lay down, Melanie.
We were so close,
Time to wake up for most, not lay down. It's Melanie and her brand new key at Coast Access Radio 5 to 7. It is. Let me remind you again from Namanu Nature Reserve. They're currently on a recruitment drive for more volunteers. Would you like to be a volunteer at Namanu? Including things like animal husbandry and customer service and gardening and database management and so on. If you're 18 and over, those are the ages they're looking for. Shifts are available during the week or in the weekends. Be part of their more than 60 volunteers. Great passion at Namanu. If you'd like to know a bit more, look at their website. They say Namanu, one word, N-G-A-M-A-N-U, namanu.org.nz, and look under volunteer job opportunities. Thank you. 4 minutes to seven now.
Drip, 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 drip.
No one likes a dripping tap, dripping gutters, but what if that leak is a little closer to home? Many more men and women experience bladder leakage or incontinence than you'd imagine. Don't let it hold you back. Dry Sleeper in Mahara Place, Waikanae, and I have a range of products for all ages, including lovely, soft, absorbent cotton, washable and therefore eco-friendly nighttime underwear. Feel good knowing that this product will hold up to 350 mils of fluid over a 4-hour period. Regain confidence, take control, and know that you aren't placing extra burden on our landfills. Call Dry Sleeper on 0800 374 753 or pop into the shop in Mahara Place, Waikanae, and see Karen during weekday business hours. That's Dry Sleeper, phone 0800 374 753.
3 minutes to seven now at Coast Access Radio, standing by for our 7 o'clock RNZ News and Sport. We'll update weather and traffic. Nigel Hopkins is here. We'll find out what he's going to talk about on his program as well this morning. We'll catch up with him with local sport and word of the day. The birthday list as well for the 5th of August plus today in history. Two more shows to go for Carpety Playhouse and the Mousetrap. Have they still got some tickets available? Go to the Carpety Playhouse website, carpetyplayhouse.org.nz, and find out a little more about that. Two more shows tonight and tomorrow night. 3 to 7. Here's a little love from David Cassidy and the Partridge Family.
Last night, I turned off the lights, lay down and thought about you. I thought about the way that it could be. 2 o'clock, wondering what I'm doing here alone. Without you, so I close my eyes and dream you're here to me. Just listen, there's something that I've got to let you know. This is you, this pillow that I'm hugging and I'm kissing. And one more thing before I let you go.
RNZ News at 7. Atamari Air, good morning. Ko Nicola Raitaho.
The police are warning people in the far north settlement of Pangiru to be on the lookout for dangerous dogs that are believed to have killed a man yesterday. They say it appears he was killed in a dog attack on a rural property. Finn Blackwell reports.
The police say when they responded, the man had already died. They say some of the dogs were acting aggressively when they arrived. They shot one, but three got away, prompting the warning to locals not to approach any strays. The Kaikohe Hokianga ward councillor, Moko Tepania, says the incident is a tragedy and will be deeply felt in the small, tight-knit community. Federated Farmers says dangerous dogs, both domesticated and wild, have been a problem in the area.
The police are still dealing with an incident in Levin where residents of a street have been evacuated. They say a negotiation team is talking to a man who's involved in what they say is a self-harm incident. Inspector Sarah Stewart says the team's working hard for a resolution without loss of life, injuries or damage to property. The evacuation was described as a precautionary measure. Horowhenua District Council had arranged accommodation for some people while others are staying with friends or family. Bad weather is delaying attempts to reach a light plane that came down in the Southern Alps yesterday. Aerial searchers spotted the plane near Mount Nicholson yesterday, but a cliff rescue team is not able to get to it. Rowan Quinn reports.
The light plane is in a remote part of the Alps near Mount Nicholson. The solo flight took off from Franz Josef yesterday morning, and a search began when it never arrived in Rangiora as planned. The Rescue Coordination Centre said yesterday the conditions were too dangerous for searchers to reach the crash site. It's coordinating with other agencies on the next steps for the response. Heavy rain and strong winds are forecast today.
Fire and Emergency says it is committed to reaching a settlement with the Firefighters Union, which has issued a strike notice. The Professional Firefighters Union says its members will stop work for 1 hour from 11 o'clock to midday on Friday, August the 19th, and do the same again on the 26th. Staffing and pay are among the reasons cited for the action. Fire and Emergency says the pay offer the firefighters have rejected was substantial and would have seen all base salaries increase by between 8 and 19% over the next 2 years. The fire service says it is prepared to respond to emergencies with volunteer firefighters if the strikes go ahead. Green Party delegates will have just James Shaw to choose from when they decide whether to re-elect him as co-leader next month. Mr. Shaw was ousted from the job less than a fortnight ago when at least one quarter of delegates at the party's annual meeting voted to reopen the position for nominations. Nominations closed last night, and Mr. Shaw was the only candidate to have put their name forward. The co-leader, Marama Davidson, says the process has given the party time to reflect.
I'm really hopeful that this is actually a really positive and healthy opportunity for us to take stock of what's going on at the moment.
Green Party delegates will cast their votes by September the 8th. Mr. Shaw needs at least 75% of the votes cast, otherwise nominations will be opened again. 10,000 residents of Aloha Hutt suburb are dealing with hour-long delays because landslips have reduced the only road out to one lane. Hutt City Council has warned the road to Stokes Valley will be partially blocked for months. At a community hui last night, residents told the council they want more solutions. Leonie Dobbs, who's lived in the valley for 65 years, says it's taken her an hour and 20 minutes to get to the railway station.
Before this, it would normally take me 5 minutes. And I went through 33 things a litre of petrol. The amount of carbon dioxide with the amount of cars that I think is huge, because all we're doing is idling. So that amount of carbon in Stokes Valley is huge.
The Hutt City Council says an engineering report on the stability of a bank above the road is due in 3 weeks. A Russian court has sentenced US basketball star Brittany Griner to 9 years in prison on drug charges. Griner, who's 31, admitted possessing cannabis oil but told the court she made an honest mistake. However, the court convicted her of smuggling and possessing narcotics and gave her close to the maximum sentence recommended by prosecutors. Griner is a double Olympic gold medalist and is considered one of the best basketballers in the world. A car has rolled and is blocking two southbound lanes on Auckland Southern Motorway near Ōtara. There are no serious injuries, but motorists should expect delays. The Ōnehunga-based hip-hop crew Swidit have won three awards at the Pacific Music Awards. Dean Bedford reports.
Swidit won Best Group, Best Hip Hop Artist and Best Song for Kel's Garage at the awards ceremony last night. Other winners included Kings, who was named Best Pacific Male Artist, getting both the Radio Airplay Award and the Streaming Award for his track Help Me Out, featuring Sons of Zion. Tomorrow People were named Best Roots Reggae Artist and won the Best Pacific Music Album for 21. And soul and R&B singer Emily Muley won Best Pacific Female Artist for her track Break. 75-year-old Samoan vocalist for Anana, Jerome Gray, has received the Lifetime Achievement.
In sport, the White Ferns posted a paltry 71-9 after choosing to bat first against England in their last pool game at the Birmingham Commonwealth Games. If they lose, New Zealand will face world champions Australia in the semi-finals. Meanwhile, the Black Caps have claimed a 16-run win over hosts Netherlands away from the Games in their first T20. The Silver Ferns coach Dame Nolene Taurua believes her side is stronger mentally than the team that finished fourth at the 2018 Commonwealth Games. The world champions play England this morning in their final pool game in Birmingham.
We've come a long way in regards to our strategy, and I feel that there's been massive shifts in individuals. It's now the time in this pressure cooker to be able to execute. That's what it's all about when you get to this business end.
The winner will play Australia in the semi-finals. The loser will face Jamaica. And cyclist Georgia Williams has claimed bronze in the women's time trial this morning. All Blacks coach Ian Foster has dropped veteran hooker Cody Taylor for Sunday morning's rugby championship test against the Springboks in Mbombela. Samisoni Taukeaho replaces Taylor with Dane Coles on the bench, while wing Caleb Clark starts his first test in 2 years. That's the news.
Hi.
Hey, Lucy. Whakarongo mai, Lavinians. Hey, are you a bit lazy like me? Oh, wait, I mean forgetful. Yeah, forgetful. Well, whether you're lazy, forgetful, or maybe a full bin is really too hard for you to wrangle. See what I did there, really? Anywho, Lucy's lovely lavender bins are still available in Levin. And the beauty about this service, apart from sexy looking bins, Lucy's team will collect the bin and empty it for you. No remembering which day is bin day and getting it to the curb on time. Lucy's has a date with your bin, so they'll find it and empty it. You just fill it and forget. Call Lucy's Bins today, 0508 787 753, 0508 787 753, or Google Lucy's Bins to learn more.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Morena, welcome to Friday the 5th of August. It's 7:08. Today, cloud increasing this morning with a possible light shower, they say, through the region. Northwesterlies will strengthen from the afternoon. That'll blow away any fog, if there is any. A 15-degree high. It'll get as warm as 17 yesterday in the region. Felt like that. So 15 today and 11 overnight. Now for your weekend events and activities. Tomorrow, a few showers from afternoon, then rain at night. Northwesterlies becoming strong in exposed places. 16 tomorrow. 16 on Sunday, they say, morning rain, then a few showers, northwesterlies dying out in the afternoon. So just be wary of that. If you're travelling into Wellington today, what do they say? Cloudy with the odd light shower. Northwesterly strong in exposed places, 14 in Wellington today. And for the Manawatu, fine morning, then partly cloudy. Could be some fog as well around the Manawatu area. Light winds and a high of 15 today. Out to sea, there's a gale warning for Cook Strait, but no wind warning for our inshore waters. Let's check our Kapiti recreational marine area. Inshore from Waitereri to Pukerua Bay and out to Kapiti Island. The forecast till midnight. Northerly winds 10 knots, but variable 5 north of Kapiti Island, becoming northerly 15 knots, but 10 knots in the north this morning. Rising to northerly 20 knots in the south in the afternoon. Sea becoming moderate in the south in the afternoon. Cloudy at times, a few light showers mainly in the south. Northwest swell 0.5 to 1 metre. For the weekend, tomorrow, northerly winds 20 knots, a few showers, then late rain. Northwest swell rising to 2 metres. And then Sunday, northwest winds 15 knots, changing southerly 15 in the afternoon or evening. Morning rain, then a few showers, and a northwest swell of 2 metres on Sunday, easing back to 1 metre. Next tide on the coast is low tide at about 8:30. 8 this morning, and then the high tide will be at about 2:30 this afternoon. Sunrise getting earlier, 7:23, and sunset 5:30 this afternoon. At the moment, well, relatively fine conditions. No rain, is there? Shouldn't be any rain around the place this morning. Just updating, I'm talking and updating the rain radar. No, nothing really showing on the rain radar. It doesn't show fog. Just a light northeasterly, pressure at 1,023 and 89% humidity. It's 11 degrees now in Pukerua Bay and Paikakariki, 11. 8 in Otaki, 8 in Levin, 7 in Foxton, 8 in Shannon, 8 in Palmerston North. Wellington City, there's a moderate northerly blowing through. It's 11 degrees and 11 also for Waikanae and Poroporamu. On the roads, traffic building up a wee bit, but no major problems on State Highway 1 if you're heading south through Hauruwhenua-Kapiti. Yeah, one or two fog patches around, chiefly north of Kapiti. So just beware, but the roads are essentially dry this morning and flowing freely on Transmission Gully. State Highway 59 is flowing fine for now. Might still be some roadworks to do south of Paikakariki, but generally no other problems. And looking at the various web cameras further south, traffic just starting to build up a little bit south of Tawa. Not too bad, though. Not as bad as we've had earlier in the week as you're going through the likes of Churton Park and Johnsonville Newlands down the gorge. Just moderate flows, moderate coming in from the Hutt Valley and Petone, but a relatively nice day. Those continuing roadworks around the Waikanae Town Centre, still a little bit to do around Poroporamu, but not too much. Not looking forward to them switching the lights on near Poroporamu Railway Station. Traffic lights, it'll just cause more delays. If you're using the desert road, again, that'll be closed, they say, between 9 this morning and 6 this evening for those urgent repairs. And again, there could be some roadworks on the Saddle Road and stop-go at times there. About it at this stage. Anything else, please let us know. Thank you. We like to keep up to date. Train service is pretty much on schedule. Metlink and the Capital Connection all running to time. Should have trains today and tomorrow, but then Sunday is bus replacements all day between Waikanae and Wellington, they say, and then Monday through Wednesday next week. Bus replacements at night between Porirua and Wellington. So just be aware of that. Local buses are fine. H. Adams getaway this morning, despite the forecasts of fog in Auckland, still shows as scheduled, departing at 5 to 7. Sounds Air should come in from the South Island about 20 past 8 and then back out to Blenheim at 8:45. Big board at Wellington Airport. Looks like most flights on time at the moment. There were a couple of early ones cancelled under Hamilton and Auckland. Jetstar flight to Auckland at 7:45. Ah, here we go. Delayed now until 8:40. So nearly an hour delay for Jetstar JQ250. Any others? Another Jetstar flight to Auckland, 11:25, delayed a little bit, but most flights seem to be going on time. Ferries, Bluebridge should be on schedule, but the Inter-Island are sailing at 8:45 out of Wellington. The Kaitaki is now departing at 9:30. So there's our commuter information at Coast Access Radio for a Friday. 13 past 7, how are you feeling?
You're listening to Todd Zehner for Breakfast on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. I can't stand the rain against my window. Here with me. Hey, window pane, tell me, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
What's wrong with Lorraine, huh? Oh, the rain. Oh. I always thought it was I Can't Stand Lorraine. Be silly. It's Tina Turner's version of the fine song, the disco hit that was from Eruption all those years ago. This is Coast Access Radio. Welcome to Friday, the 5th of August. It's 18 past 7 now. Todd Zehner for breakfast. Hooray, Friday's here. It's been a busy week, has it? It's first weekend of August. Events and activities. A lot of things happen on the first weekend of the month, don't they? With market days, stalls and so on. So enjoy. Hope the weather holds. Say rain maybe later in the day tomorrow. 7:18, we'll catch up with Nigel Hopkins shortly. A reminder from our friends at the Waikanae Lions. If you live in Waikanae, you may have received a flyer in your letterbox about the spring fertiliser sale. Fertiliser. You always want to say it that way. Fertiliser. The spring fertiliser sale from the Waikanae Lions. It's happening now. Get your orders in if you'd like fertiliser. There are different sorts of fertilisers. Whatever you need. Orders must be received in a fortnight, Saturday the 20th of August. And then they'll deliver Saturday the 10th of September. So order your fertiliser requirements and the Lions will deliver free to your door in Waikanae only. And that could mean two things. One, they're only delivering in Waikanae. Or two, they could deliver anywhere but it won't be free. So if you'd like fertiliser but maybe you're out of the Waikanae area and you know someone in Waikanae, just get them to deliver it to someone in Waikanae and then you can pick it up. So for more details, you can contact the Waikanae Lions or look on our Facebook page if you like. And even if you didn't get a form in your letterbox in Waikanae, well, we've got some here at reception, Coast Access Radio. Fertiliser. 19 past 7. Here's another I Can't Stand song. How many I Can't Stand songs can you find out? Here's one from Elvis. Nice little pop number. Coast Access Radio.
Bye.
There you go. All of 2 minutes worth of Elvis, Elvis Costello. I can't stand up for falling down. Coast Access Radio. Well, dry July's over. 22 past seven. It is already 7:22. A message from Kapiti WEA, the Workers' Educational Association. They're back into full swing with their various courses that they offer, mostly on Saturdays, but they do have other courses and bus trips and all sorts of other things planned. Well, they've got their latest seminar tomorrow morning. Wordsworth and his French Connection is tomorrow's seminar. Wordsworth and his French Connection, the Waikanae Presbyterian Church, between 10 and 1 tomorrow. And if you can't go to that one tomorrow, I see next Saturday, Experiences in International Aid and Development. Then Saturday the 20th, Equipping Young People to Thrive in a Changing World. And then Saturday the 27th, the New Zealand Electricity Market and Climate Change. Don't forget they're doing the stained glass windows courses as well. They started those on Tuesday. I've got another one this coming Tuesday the 9th and then Tuesday the 16th. More details on their website, kapitiwea.org.nz. There's a phone number as well, which you can text. Do you want that? You got a pen? Got a pencil? 021 162 7000. 021 162 7000. And find out all about the various courses and everything else they do at Kapiti WEA, the Workers' Educational Association. Good stuff. 23 minutes past 7 now.
Had a glass accident? Or perhaps the ranch slider doesn't. Slide, that is. The rollers don't roll. Are your windows sticky? Or are they leaky? Leaking cold grass. Sounds like you need to call Simon of iGlaze. Simon is an NZQA accredited glazier. He does it all. Glazing, locks, rollers, hinges, seals, any and all windows, ranch sliders, glass maintenance, bathroom glass. He'll do it all. So give him a call. 021-211-770. 021-211-770. Or pop into Olive Grove and ask Fleur, hey, where's Simon of iGlaze?
Time is 24 past 7 now at Coast Access Radio, Friday the 5th of August, as the sun rises and Nigel Hopkins has risen this morning and has joined us. Morning, Nige.
Kia ora.
All right. You haven't really had a good look at the paper
yet. No, I just picked it up, yeah. But I will say that I was a little disappointed with the amount of publicity initially for our high jumper yesterday, but then he got the publicity last night that he deserved. Hamish Kerr, what a magnificent jump that was, and that's quite a bit below his best too.
After winning the gold medal.
Yeah, he did very well. He deserves it, you know, they're all pushing on with the swimmer, but that was a magnificent effort.
Yep, there's a lot of magnificent efforts, plural, around the place. Unfortunately, our New Zealand women's T20 team got thrashed by England this morning.
And I see Jamaica big Australia in the netball. I watched some of that last night.
Yeah, that's
and
a bit
Jamaica
of an upset.
Jamaica were three down with a quarter to go. And they were just playing out of their skins. So, yep, there may be an upset there. You never know.
Does it finish this weekend, Commonwealth Games?
We've got about 4 days to go, haven't we? Sunday, I think it is. Well, I mean, it must be next week.
Well, that's what I thought, but then I heard somewhere there's only 4 days to go.
Well, that'd be about right.
They said
so. So 11 days altogether.
It's gone quick, isn't it?
Well, that's life at the moment, Tom.
Oh, it's life. All right.
Yes, okay.
Well, rugby starts, NPC starts tonight.
Yeah.
That's good. They've got rid of this championship and premiership business, have they? Is that what I was reading?
They might have got rid of that.
So just everyone's playing for themselves, which is good.
Yeah.
That's fine. We can live with that. And the All Blacks, at what time? 2 o'clock on Sunday morning?
3 o'clock.
Or 3 o'clock.
Yes.
All right.
And that doesn't look too good for us either.
Why not?
Well, I saw the South African forward pack playing the other day, and they just look ominous. Let's say that.
No.
I'll give the South Africans a win there, I would say.
Well, the TAB has got them as favourites.
Yes, yeah. Too good for us.
Yeah.
And their backs are much stronger than ours too. Yeah. So there we are. Well, I hope I'm wrong.
There's a few injuries I didn't realise. Brodie Retallick's not playing. He wasn't picked.
So, no. And the hooker from Horowhenua, he got the boot. He's put out altogether.
Cody Taylor.
Yeah.
He's gone. Dane Coles is in, though. He's sitting on the bench.
Yeah, old Dane. experience is necessary against the South Africans, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, all right.
So I bet I won't be getting up for that, Toddy. I'll just record it, I think.
Oh, really?
Mm.
I can't record sport like that. I know a lot of people, don't tell me the score. I can't. I have to know.
Do you?
I just can't do that.
Ah. Well, it makes no difference. Just see the game.
Yeah, I know. But it does make a difference because if you're watching it live, you can yell at the TV and change something, can't you?
I was yelling at the TV last night when Jamaica were playing Australia netball. One umpire, whistle happy she was, and they showed in slow motion. She was wrong on so many occasions.
Oh, really?
Unbelievable. Uh-oh. Oh, it was really tough on the Jamaicans. Oh. Anyhow, that's okay.
That happens sometimes.
It happens in boxing as well. Oh. A couple of judges stopped two fights. I think one was deservedly stopped, because you've got to protect the boxers at that level, but the other one was not deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been studying this, Toddy.
Yeah. I can see that. Mm. Yeah, I know you're really into it, and that's fine, because you have actually been to some games, haven't you, over the years?
Yes.
In various capacities.
Mm. Well, holding my breath a lot of times. But you get the feeling, you know, as they walk out into the track, because before you get out into the track for a race, we used to have to go an hour before into a holding tent to register, and then you're allowed to go out into the warm-up track, which looked very nice out the back of the main stadium. And then you're called in half an hour before your event, and then you had to stand around for about 10 minutes. Well, if you're in a heat 7 or 8, you're hanging around for so long. And then you step out into the track, and oh, my goodness.
Which games did you go to? You went to some
Olympics. Went to the World Games.
And Olympics as well, too.
No, I didn't go to
Olympics. You didn't go to?
I'm not that good, Toddy.
No, you weren't competing, but as
Right. No, I didn't even go as a manager.
Manager/coach?
No.
Oh.
Went for quite a few New Zealand men's relays teams to Japan and so forth.
Yeah.
And ran in the World Championships in Melbourne for the Masters, and also in, where was I? Oh, Eugene. Yeah, up in that track in Eugene.
Oh, so you've been there.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, ran there. They extended that track. So, yeah, it's quite daunting that first time you step out into a track, a little Vin boy stepping out into a track where there's about 14,000 people. Oh, it was, you know,
funny thing is, you probably see someone you recognise. Hey, how you going?
No, I didn't really. I couldn't see a thing. Anyhow, yeah, we've done well. So our cyclists found the time trial this morning a bit tough on that course, and I see some of the top riders bombed out because of the condition of the state of the track.
Yeah,
it wasn't quite a normal time trial track, you know, where it's flat and a few corners. This is bumps and jumps and goodness knows what else. So.
Right. Oh, there you go.
Oh, dear.
Right. We've got 10 seconds to sort out the problems with our water. See, on the front page it says region running out of water. Well, that's wrong because it doesn't include Kapiti.
Oh, right.
We talk about the Wellington region. We solved our problems, didn't we, with water meters.
Oh, right.
It's all good. We're all happy and fine with that.
I see they've got a bit of a problem up Levin there this morning. Still got the streets closed, haven't they?
Bledisloe Street.
Bledisloe, Freiburg, and those surrounding streets.
Yeah, so just be aware of that. There's a Capital Connection.
Yep.
Right.
It's on its way.
Means it's up our
As for the dog problem up in Hokianga or where it was,
shocking.
I shouldn't say it, but I'm not really I feel sorry for the guy, of course, who died, but you're not allowed 4 dogs, are you, for a start off? They're mostly vicious dogs.
Well, they're wild. They suggest there are some that are just wild dogs.
Yeah, they weren't registered, were they?
Yeah, well, they may not belong to anyone.
That's I feel sorry for the guy himself,
obviously,
but no, against the law.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, more from you after 7:30.
Got the world to right, didn't we?
Yeah, pretty much. All right, have a coffee. 7:30, Coast Access Radio.
I'm Kalia Strong. The Pacific Music Awards was held in style last night in Auckland, with the first award going to our very own New FM. The Ministry for Pacific Peoples Chief Executive Laulu Makleo'ane presented the Special Recognition Award for Outstanding Achievement.
Tonight's first recipient is a radio station who have paved the way for our Pacific music community through the airwaves nationally and digitally internationally. Broadcasting Pacific music and Pacific stories, established 20 years ago this year, we acknowledge and celebrate their contribution and incredible service for Pacific people by Pacific people.
And Pacific Media Network CEO Don Mann thanked everyone who had contributed to the station over the past 2 decades.
We talk a lot about apps and technical things and transmitters and dials and buttons and software. But at the end of the day, our station's still about people, and that's everyone here, all the artists who come through, everyone watching at home. And without all of you, we'd be absolutely nothing. Except this on behalf of every person has had a part to play in the network.
And the Onuhunga-based hip-hop crew Swidit won 3 awards at last night's event. Swidit won Best Group, Best Hip-Hop Artist and Best Song for Kel's Garage. Kings was named Best Pacific Male Artist and received both the Radio Airplay Award and the Streaming Award for his track Help Me Out featuring Sons of Zion. And to other news, Green Party delegates will have just James Shaw to choose from when they decide whether to re-elect him as co-leader next month. Shaw was ousted less than a fortnight ago when at least a quarter of delegates at the party's annual meeting voted to reopen the role for nominations. James Shaw was the only candidate when nominations closed last night. And the Solomon Islands government has been accused of meddling in the running of the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation. Prime Minister Manasseh Songavari says the national broadcaster had been airing divisive content when it should have been promoting unity. Songavari reverted the state-owned enterprise to a statutory body, which gives the government more control over the broadcaster's operations. Transparency Solomon Islands says the move violates the constitutional rights of Solomon Islanders. And to sports, the world champion Silver Ferns are claiming underdog status against hosts England ahead of their final pool game at the Birmingham Commonwealth Games this morning. With over 900 caps between them, Silver Ferns coach Dame Nolene Todua says the hosts are formidable.
We're probably going in as the underdogs with everything against us, but also quite exciting, I think, by what we're capable of, the potential out there, but also know it's going to be very difficult.
The winner will play Australia in the semi-finals and the loser will face Jamaica after they beat Australia earlier this morning. And fog restrictions are in place at Auckland Airport and are likely to disrupt domestic and international flights going in and out of Auckland this morning. All passengers and travellers are urged to check Auckland Airport's website for the latest flight arrival and departure information. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.
Hi, this is Jean from Cabaret Coast Property Management. Are you aware of all the legislation required with your investment property? Not just insulation and smoke alarms, but now heating, ventilation, moisture ingress, drainage and draft stopping. Let me manage these burdens for you. 18 years experience with great fees and service. Contact Jean on 027 682 5399 or check out the website on www.kcpm.co.nz.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
26 minutes to 8, it's Friday, it's the 5th of August, and the forecast today should be okay, although Met Service are hedging their bets a little bit today. They say cloud increasing this morning, and a possible light shower. Northwesterlies will strengthen this afternoon, might even be the odd fog patch. Parts of Horta Whenua, Manawatu today. Today aiming for a high of 15, and it was as warm as 17 in places yesterday, 11 overnight. Now for your weekend events and activities, a few showers from afternoon tomorrow, then rain at night. Northwesterlies becoming strong in exposed places, 16 tomorrow. Then on Sunday morning, rain, then a few showers northwesterlies dying out in the afternoon, 16. Even Monday, cloudy, rain at times and a wind change. Southeasterlies Monday and a high of 12. Into Wellington today, cloudy with the odd light shower, northwesterly strong in exposed places. 14 in Wellington and 15 in Palmerston North Manawatu, fine morning with a little fog to start with, then partly cloudy and light winds. Out to sea, they say there's a gale warning for Cook Strait, but no wind warning for the inshore waters for today. Today's situation, a narrow ridge of high pressure lies over northern New Zealand today, while a northwest flow strengthens over the South Island. Yes, there are wind warnings all the way for a fair part of the South Island. Ridge moves away tomorrow, Saturday, as a broad trough moves over the South Island, then a south to southeast flow affects the South Island during Sunday and Monday as the trough moves over the North Island. Next, tide on the coast, low tide at about 8:30 this morning, then high tide at about 2:30 this afternoon. Sun's up, it rose at 7:23, 7:22 it will be tomorrow morning, and 5:30 is the sunset time. Cloudy old start, but dry, really. Not too bad. Relatively light nor'easter. Pressure hasn't changed at all this morning. 1,023 Hectopascals, 89% humidity, 11 degrees Pukerua Bay and Paikakariki, 8 for Otaki, 8 in Levin, 7 and a bit in Foxton, 8 in Shannon, 11 Wellington City, Waikanae's gone up to 12, and Poroporomu, 11.2 to be precise. Out and about on the roads, no major problems that we're aware of. Traffic seems to be flowing freely through the region. One or two people saying it's a bit foggy. Parts of Hauora Whenua and Manawatū this morning. It'll disappear when the wind picks up, but no other problems. Roads are dry, no reports of crashes or accidents or other major disruptions for you this morning. Further south into the city, building up a little bit, but not quite as bad as it has been. Just moderate flows coming in from the Hutt Valley and Petone, just building up at the bottom of the Nolonga Gorge. No other problems really that we're aware of. If you're heading north, don't forget the Desert Road. It's likely to be closed again from about 9 this morning through to 6 this evening for those what they call urgent repairs. You might have to detour around National Park and also the Saddle Road. It may well be under stop-go at times for those continuing roadworks. That about it. It's all good on the other roads we monitor. Anything else, let us know. Appreciate the messages. Train services pretty much on time. Capital Connection rumbled past. Metlink services on time. We've got trains today and tomorrow. But then buses replace trains all day Sunday, which is a bit of a nuisance because there's rugby at the stadium. Isn't that game Sunday, Nige, that Wellington game?
Yep, 4:35.
So there's no trains.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You have to dribble down there with the ball in front of you.
We've got a bus. Yeah. All right. So that's it. And then from Monday through Wednesday next week, buses replace trains between Porirua and Wellington. Local buses seem fine. Seemir Chatham's got away this morning, and then Sounds Air comes in from the South Island around 8:15, 8:20, then goes back out to Blenheim at 9:15. Wellington Airport may well be one or two delays and disruptions with fog reported in the northern part of New Zealand. Auckland Jetstar flight JQ250 delayed for about an hour this morning, one or two others. Most flights seem to be on time around the country. And at the ferry terminals, the Bluebridge should sail to schedule. And then the Inter-Islander, 8:45, Kaitaki is now departing, they say, at 9:30. That's our commuter information at Coast Access Radio. It's 21 to 8. We'll check our schedules and programs. Nigel's local sport, not too far away. It's Samantha Sang's birthday today.
You're listening to Todd Zehner for breakfast on Coast Access Radio, 104.7 FM.
And Samantha sang this song back in 1978 with the Bee Gees. One-hit wonder. Happy birthday, Samantha.
So veranda, but the heartache lives on inside.
Yes, that woman, Samantha Sang, One Hit Wonder, back in 1978. It's her birthday today. She's 69 years old. Some help of the Bee Gees. Getting rather emotional. 17 to 8. Coast Access Radio. We'll check our schedules and programs shortly. Nigel's local sport word of the day and the birthday list in Today in History all coming up. New exhibition opening tomorrow at the Potoporomu Library Foyer in the Roderick and Gillian Dean Community Art Space. Dee Warring. Dee's a Kapiti Coast artist. She has an art exhibition starting tomorrow. Paintings and digital fine art prints. Go and have a look at that. Potoporomu Library in the foyer from tomorrow, Saturday the 6th through to Friday the 19th. Good stuff, Dee. Right, 16 to 8. It's a Friday, the Friday morning show with Nigel Hopkins sitting in the hot seat between 8 and 11 today. Have any idea what you're doing, Nige?
No, but I'll try and find out for you.
Oh, thanks very much.
If I can find out what that's all about. I didn't realise we're up to that time.
You should be listening, Nige.
I should be.
I know you've been busy. That's all right. Yeah. You just go through your papers.
I've got a fair bit of paperwork here.
So I'll run through some of the other shows.
I'll tell you now. I'm talking to Carrie from the Kapiti Food Bank at 8.15. She wants to have a chat because they're in desperate straits, of course.
Yes.
Now, Manu, I'm talking to possibly the general manager, Anna Mackenzie Hawea, 9.15. And I'm talking to Salvation Army, the social policy analyst in the Salvation Army, Paul Baber, Ababa. We're out their situation at the moment. So they welcome the chance to have a talk about their predicaments.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have the Railway Hotel Ratbags Racing Show just a little later on at 10.30 today.
If Chris is awake.
Yeah, Chris is awake. He sent me a message last night. He's over his COVID.
Oh, good.
He's starting to feel quite good again.
Oh, delighted.
Mm.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Thanks, Nige. All right, you can go back to what you were doing. And then from midday today, Solid Gold 60s, Jeff Dorsett is here, as he always is on a Friday afternoon lunchtime. Then welcome to the weekend, Graham Stevens, between 1 and 4, and Tanya, Drive Live, between 4 and 6. James Eaton's Grooveyard at 7. We'll find out what's on his program shortly. Supersonic 70s, Kick Up the 80s, our retrospect 60s garage punk show, and Friday Night Blues rounding off your night. And a great selection of programs for you. If you happen to miss the Ratbags Racing Show, we repeat it at 8:30 tomorrow and Saturday mornings. A week of it from KC News, finding out what's been printed in there. What?
That's always good to hear, isn't it?
It is good.
Just refreshes your memory, or you may have been out of town when these things have happened.
That's right. You can find out what's been on the website, kcnews.org.nz.
Is that Nigel Wilson, isn't it?
Nigel Wilson, that's right.
He does well.
He does very well. So that's at 8:45. And our conversation, we're going to have a chat with Angela Robertson, because her fourth book in the Life on Our Own Terms series is being released.
Ah.
Four books, Nige.
Yes, well done, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. Interested to see who's in there.
We'll find out about that.
Mm.
Indeed, might be one or two. John Skeen, our aviation man, is in there.
Wow.
Let's talk gambling at 9:30. Ryan Gatling's Blues Train at 10. And a lot of other programs. In fact, John Skeen, talking about him, Aviation Past and Present with John Skeen is on at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. And our New Zealand music program, I'm going to do a special feature from the John Hoare, John Grinnell family with the passing of John Hoare about a week or so ago. He's got four children, four Grinnells, and all of them have been involved in the music scene in some form or another. But you didn't know that, Nige.
No, I didn't.
No.
They all yodel?
It was funny you say that, because I'm going to play some yodeling with John.
Yeah, I guarantee you. I've heard that song so many times this week. It's great.
That's good. So that's all coming up in the New Zealand Music Show, and plenty of other programs as well through the weekend. Oh, boy. Another edition of Local Architecture Now with Rosalind Darby, Rosalind and Tanya, talking about Levin Architecture on Sunday afternoon. That'll be a beauty.
Levin Architecture.
Levin Architecture. That's right.
Well, that'll be interesting.
It will be.
Mm.
All right. All details on the website, coastaccessradio.org.nz. 13 to 8. Blimey, better get a move on for our local sport in just a moment. Thanks to the team at Bohanna Motors in sunny Waikanae.
Bohanna Motors, mobile service station, 24 Main Road, Waikanae, have been serving their community for 41 years and counting, and it's a service that counts. Whether it's on the forecourt, in the workshop, or in store, the team at Bohanna Motors will keep you moving. They pump diesel, 98, 91, have rock gas, LPG vehicle and bottle fill service. They stock Century vehicle batteries, tyre sales and repairs, an MTA approved workshop and warrant fitness inspections, a convenience store and even trailer hire too. For forecourt friendliness, car care and the extra mile with a smile, stop at Bohanna Motors, keeping the service in service station. Phone 293 6455.
Right, a bit of local sport coming up for the weekend and a few bits and pieces.
I'll rush through this, seeing we're a bit behind time, thanks to Bohanna Motors. We have our fingers crossed that we don't get any heavy rain so that the Hotowhenua Kapiti Football League can be played. It was affected last Saturday. Man, walking across the Waikanae Park yesterday, the grounds are soft but in good condition, and they were well marked out by the KCDC yesterday. But should it rain or just be showery, the council will have to take a look at the availability. So if you're playing on these parks, check out the KCDC website tomorrow morning. Looking at the draw for the Hotowhenua Kapiti League Division 1, the big game is at Jim Cook Park between the leaders of the competition, KCU Hearts and Waikanae Jets. The Hearts look the goods here. Ōtaki Puretaitama fourth on the table, but they have two games in hand. They play Manukāhui Mai at Haruatai in Ōtaki. Puretaitama should win. And KCU Sopranos third on the table with a game in hand play Waikanae Strollers at Mazengarb, a comfortable win for the Sopranos. Division 2, the Waikanae Hawks, who have been playing well, will have their work cut out playing Paikakariki Central Cosmic Unicorns at Campbell Park. And KCU, the Force, play Waikanae Wanderers at Weka Park. The Force look to be the favourites on their home ground. And the KCU Bandits play Waikanae Wolves at Mazengarb Park. And Manukau Tuakana Taina play Waikanae Coasters, two of the bottom teams. But this game won't lack in enthusiasm. In the Wellington Capital League, ELE KCU have a home game in Capital One against Lower Hutt City. Not much between the two teams, and hopefully KCU can pick up a win on their home ground. In Capital 2, Waikanae play Douglas Villa Magpies. Again, a match with plenty of feeling. There's not much between the two teams at the bottom of the table. Now, netball, Kapiti Netball moving to two top four, bottom four championship play tomorrow. In the Cup Division, Kapiti Titans play Paraparaumi College Senior A. The Titans look ominous. Rauhui Whero play Business House 1. Hard to see Rauhui losing. And the Premier Plate, Bluebirds Tui play Kapiti College Senior A. United play Business House 5. And in the Premier Cup, Fusion Illuminate play Ōtaki College Kohatu. Business House 2 play Paraparaumi College B. And we'll look at the Primary School A1 Plate Division. Raumati Beach School Adrenaline play Ōtaki College Warriors. And the Kinakina Kauri play Raumati South School Kias. And the Primary A2 Cup, Paraparaumi Meteor play Ōtaki College Juniors, and the Kinakina Totara play Kapa Kapa Nui School Stars. And in racing, Railway Hotel Ōtaki Selectors this morning at 10:30 will be out to pick more winners at the Riccarton Park meeting tomorrow. A 9-race card with some big stakes. The first race at 3 minutes past 12 is the Open Hurdles, 3,100 metres for $50,000. Race 3 Open Steeples, 4,250 metres for $50,000. And Race 8, the 125th Winter Cup Open Handicap, 1,600 metres for $100,000. Our selections will be repeated tomorrow morning here on Coast Access Radio at 8:30 a.m. And in rugby, the Hotowhenua Kapiti Under-20 men's team have a busy weekend with two games to play in the 2022 Heartland Series. Both games have been played in Palmerston North. And don't forget, in Wellington, the MPC competition, first game, play versus Bay of Plenty at the Sky Stadium at 4:35 p.m. on Sunday. Have a good sporting weekend. Let's hope the weather stays fine. Thanks to Bohanna Motors, that's your local sports for Friday.
Indeed, and Manawatū also playing. Are they Manawatū playing tonight or tomorrow?
Manawatū playing tonight, playing Canterbury up at Palmerston North.
Yeah, that'll be a good game as well. A lot of people following that. All right, quick word of the day then.
Oh, golly.
Yeah, you got that as well. You got too many bits of paper.
Patina, P-A-T-I-N-A. Patina.
Oh, patina. I've heard that as a name.
Is it?
Before, patina, but no.
Well, it's spelled P-A-T-I-N-A. You pronounce it poutina.
Poutina.
A poutina is usually green film that forms on copper and bronze that is exposed to moist air for an extended time. That word can also refer to a shiny or dark surface that over time forms naturally on something such as wood or leather, or to a literal or figurative thin layer.
Oh.
So when poutina. Italians began using poutina in the 17th century to refer to the green film that forms on the surface of copper, they were drawing on Latins in which poutina means a shallow dish. Oh. I won't go any further because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
A poutina.
Poutina.
There you know. Clean that poutina off.
And usually please. A green film that forms on copper and bronze.
Mm. Thank you. All right. Nigel Hopkins with our local sport and word of the day. Always educational here at Coast Access Radio. 8 minutes to eight. Birthday list and today in history in a moment. Hey, James.
James Eaton here. I just dropped in to invite you to join me in the Grooveyard where I rummage through recorded relics, finding forgotten 45s, long-lost LPs and great golden gems from the music of the 20th century. Some left-of-field tracks in tonight's visit to the Grooveyard, but between them are the Satin Tones, Isaac Hayes, Wilson Pickett and Lonnie Donegan. So meet me in the Grooveyard, 7 p.m. tonight on Coast Access Radio, 104.7 FM.
Thank you, James. 7 minutes to eight. It's time to say happy birthday to you. If it's your day and date today, this 5th of August, few in the book today. It's Grace Exeter's birthday today, Nige.
Mm.
Happy birthday, Grace. Any idea how old Grace is?
No, I wouldn't. We're even trying. No. Yes, study.
Can't do that.
No.
Happy birthday, Grace. Have a lovely day today. It's Viv's birthday as well. Viv Collins.
Ah.
Another one we don't know.
No.
Get in trouble.
Thanks, Viv.
Get slapped. And I know my cousin's son, which is my cousin once removed, Ross. Ross Tobin's birthday today. Must be close to 50.
Why was he removed? Was he a bit of an outlaw?
Yeah, a bit much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right, some of the Zainas are like that.
Yeah.
Really? And Joanna's birthday as well today.
Joanna?
She must be 60 today.
Piatek?
Is she 60?
Ooh,
must be close.
I don't know. Yeah.
Really, I don't know.
Mm.
I've never clue. So happy birthday, Joe and Viv and Grace and Ross on this 5th day of August today. And the rich and famous list today, I mentioned Samantha Singh, Justin Marshall. A former All Black halfback. It's his birthday today. You know that?
Right, yes.
He's 49.
Mm.
Today is Justin Marshall, the former rally driver Colin McRae, who passed away. Gosh, he died about 15 years ago, Colin McRae. He was born on this date. And, you know, it's Marsha's birthday today.
Oh, yeah?
Marsha Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Oh,
the girl
right.
who played Marsha Brady.
She'll be getting on a bit.
Maureen McCormick is 66 today.
Yes, I thought
so. She was
so.
The eldest.
Yep.
One. And you remember Lonnie Anderson?
No.
As well? From remember the program WKRP in Cincinnati? She was the receptionist.
All right.
On there, the blonde, that's all I'll say. She's 76 today. And the first man on the moon's birthday today,
yep.
Neil Armstrong.
Mm.
Was born on this date in 1930, died some 10 years ago. John Huston, the film director. Who else you got? You got anyone else?
A couple of singers, Dave Clark, five. Rick Huxley.
No.
He was born this day in 42, still yep. going. No, he died in 2013, he did.
Yeah.
And Rick Derringer.
Yes. Yes, I'll play
from
some Rick Derringer.
From the McCoys.
Yes, from the McCoys and
that's
on
That's about
his
all
own.
I've got, Toddy.
That's all right, that'll do. That's fine. I'll play some Rick Derringer shortly. So happy birthday, Ross and Grace and Viv and Joanna. As far as history goes on this date, it was a sad day again in the United States. Six people shot dead at Oak Creek at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin. Car bomb exploded outside the Marriott Hotel in Jakarta in Indonesia, state in 2003. 12 people were killed in a Korean Air jumbo jet crashed in Guam, killing 254 people on board. That was 1997. The interesting thing about that, in a sense, 26 people actually survived, including 9 New Zealanders.
Wow.
Or a New Zealander.
Yeah.
Might have been just one.
Oh, right.
So there you go. How about that? And the world's first traffic light was installed in Ohio on this date in 1914.
Goodness.
Took 3 years to turn green.
Right. In 62, actress Marilyn Monroe died from a drug overdose in Los Angeles in a case that is still unsolved and involves a lot of speculation.
Yeah,
she was only 36 years
she
old.
She was 36.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't know. I see also Richard Burton died on this date.
Mm.
1984.
He died of a stroke, didn't he?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
he's only about 58 or something like that. Yeah.
And Soichiro Honda, founder of the Honda Company in Japan, died on this date. 1991, he was 85. And the drummer from Toto, J. Jeff Porcaro died of a heart attack, 1992, on this date. And Sir Robert Muldoon died. Ah. What's it about the 5th of August?
Wow.
He died 30 years ago today, 1992.
Goodness gracious.
And Sir Alec Guinness died.
All the famous people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Anything else as far as...
Well, just the guy who swam across the English Channel and did it on this day in 1923. Henry Sullivan became the first American to swim across the Channel.
Oh.
What a thing to do.
Wow, gosh. I've got here on this date, 1965, the Cook Islands was granted internal self-government from New Zealand. This date, 1965. So maybe it's a public holiday today. And the first transatlantic cable was completed between Britain and the United States on this date in 1858. Wow. So one wouldn't drift away from the other, I suppose. And oh, President Nixon was in the news. He admitted he withheld information about the Watergate break-in on this date in 1974. There you go. It's a few bits and pieces for you. Happy 5th of August. All right, you're prepared, all set to go. Play some Rick Derringer for you, not from the McCoys, but on his own. A bit of rock and roll. Have a wonderful weekend, whatever you're up to, and I hope the rain holds off. Nigel Hopkins will inform and entertain you shortly here on The Morning Show at Coast Access Radio. Oh, it doesn't want to play. Okay, well, that's really handy, isn't it?
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.